Well, following his presentation at the 2014 UW-Madison Ag Outlook Forum, I did get to have a one-on-one with dairy economist Mark Stevenson to get his insight on what's the latest with the Farm Bill and dairy policy.
Yeah, we've had a little bit more information, you know, as since the last time I saw you. And I think that one of the biggest pieces of information is that it looks very unlikely that we will have supply management in it. I also think that it is likely that we will have a farm bill this year as opposed to an extension. So probably not by the end of January, but maybe in the first week or two of February, it's likely we'll have a farm bill passed. And that farm bill will include the margin insurance. It will probably also include something that is a disincentive to have increased production over a period of time, but it's not going to be a supply management feature.
Well, are we going to see a buildup of herds on the beef front? That's something we've talked about the last couple of years, but Brenda Battelle, the livestock and commodity specialist out of the UW River Falls, says everything seems right this year for that to finally happen.
I think that we've got some opportunities for profitability. You know, they didn't start building up before primarily because of the drought situation, and because of the drought, we didn't have forages, we didn't have, and so we saw too much culling of that herd. What's going to happen now is if we have good weather, we're going to see less culling of those animals. We have greater profitability potential. Finished animals are going to see record high prices. They are seeing record high prices, which means that, and with lower corn prices, then they can bid up those calf and yearlings, which brings about profitability. And if the weather supports it, that tells people, that tells cow-calf producers, hey, let's start building that herd.
Well, speaking of corn, the prospects don't look that bright for a rally. Most analysts say it'll range between 425 and 440 a bushel, although some say don't be surprised if it drops below $4. Robin Schmall of Ag Dairy says he feels the market will be flat.
Well, corn we think is probably going to be moving somewhat sideways, choppy here for a little bit. There's still some potential for some weakness. We are building demand, export demand, and that's what the purpose of lower price is. And we need to do that because otherwise we're going to end up with a significant carryover. So really for larger export sales, it's getting the market a little bit more excited, but not anything that's really dramatic.
Well, we do continue to see an upward cheese market with Black's Pigium another 2.5 cents on Thursday to price at 229.5 cents per pound. The barrels pick up a penny and a half to 225.75 cents, and AA butter drops back to $1.90. Class 3 prices, January 2102, February 2232, and March Class 3, 2050. Board of Trade, March corn up 2.75 to 429 a bushel. May, 435.25 cents. Beans for March off 2.5 at 1275.25 cents. May, down 2.5 to 1261. And March wheat up 8.75 at 570. Livestock, slaughter cows, cattle and utilities, 84 to as much as $1.02. Most of the slaughter cows, 64 to 83. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 165. The feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And the feeder lambs, 170 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.